all afternoon long. Our email inboxes have been filling with messages from federal agencies touting their newly released plans to comply with the Open Government Directive. Now, for those who came late, the Open Government Initiative grows out of President Obama's desire for more transparent, participatory, and collaborative government, according to Chief Technology Officer Anish Chopra.
He tasked me with developing concrete recommendations, a process that we conducted in the open through an unprecedented dialogue last May through July involving thousands of Americans commenting on and shaping policy approaches that were incorporated in last December's Open Government Directive released by OMB Director Peter Orszag. The directive demanded action measured in weeks, not years. Within 45 days, each cabinet agency published at least three high-value data sets on data.gov. On a personal level, as a father of two young girls, I personally enjoyed downloading the child passenger safety ease of use ratings. Knowing how difficult it is to actually install those car seats, I was impressed by the breadth of information that had been available.
There will be more than 90 of these agency open government plans posted on whitehouse.gov/open. Chopra gave us some quick thumbnail sketches of several plans submitted.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development's Homelessness Prevention Resources Initiative will be a set of tools and processes to help predict at-risk communities by combining information from multiple agencies. Today, many agencies and organizations struggle with the task of capturing information about the homeless, or frankly, the more difficult task of predicting when and where homelessness will strike. HUD believes that homelessness can be averted by combining and using the data to identify communities that may be at a tipping point towards increased homelessness. On the topic of participation, the Department of Energy's Open Energy Information Participatory Web Platform is a free, editable, and evolving wiki designed to help spur the adoption of clean energy technologies across the country and around the world. The site launched in December and currently houses more than 60 clean energy resources and data sets, including maps of worldwide solar and wind potential, information on climate zones, and best practices. On the pillar of collaboration, the Department of Health and Human Services today released the Strategy for a Community Health Data Initiative, an innovative new public-private partnership built on existing but often difficult to access information on community health care costs, quality, access, and public health.
Ann Chopra says posting the open government plans on the WhiteHouse.gov and agency websites is just the beginning of the process.
Over the next several weeks, I, along with my colleague, the Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra, and several others within the White House, will be holding agencies accountable by measuring their open government plans against the criteria contained within the Open Government Directive. We will publish our findings on our online dashboard, as Tom mentioned, at whitehouse.gov/open, no later than May 1st. But in the spirit of open government, we are encouraging the American people to not wait for our evaluation. Our hope is to encourage the American people to provide their input directly by visiting each agency's open government homepage at the agencyname.gov/open.
During the question and answer portion of the briefing, I asked Anish Chopra to expand a bit on the White House analysis of the agency open government plans that he will be leading.
In the directive, the last four or five pages, I don't remember the exact word count, explicitly delineated the activities we were hoping what we were calling on the agencies to do. We will be very closely following that document. Having said that, we'll have more to comment about the approach in the coming days. But please know this, we have every intention of using this as an opportunity to continue the momentum and the opportunity for improvement, I should say, in a number of these areas.
And Amy and Chris, the open government plans filed today from the Office of Management and Budget include such topics as social media, web-based interactive technologies, and the Paperwork Reduction Act. Information collection under the Paperwork Reduction Act, increasing openness in the rulemaking process, and the use of the something called the Regulation Identifier Number, the RIN. And then finally, federal spending under federal spending transparency under the Open Government Directive.
And those are policies, not plans, right? Agencies put out their plans essentially saying how they're going to carry out, because they've been doing this ideascape where people could actually comment. The interesting thing that I've heard from agencies is that they did this open process and sought ideas, but they didn't really, I was talking to some folks over at EPA a couple weeks ago, and they said, we got a lot of comments, very little of them about the open government policy and how we can be more open. So I think that's been part of the challenge here. It's going to be interesting to see how it moves forward.
Well, I think...
There's a lot of challenges in there, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, a lot of the challenge, I think, Chris, is getting people used to the whole idea that this is a process that they can participate in while it's going on. So I guess you could sort of liken it to painting the bus while it's driving down the street.
Yeah.
You know,
as opposed to building the bus while it's driving down the street.
That's right. Well, building is there's a little bit more challenge to building. Painting, anybody can wave their brush, but I just think it's remarkable that, for example, the process that they had last summer, where people were allowed to weigh in on this the open government initiative. And then they wrote this, and what Peter Orszag came out with in late December, very reflective of this, very much like the process with the Quadrennial Homeland Security Review and other initiatives of a similar nature, where people are allowed to participate in the process, this sort of crowdsourcing.
And I was telling Amy last weekend, I was at Transparency Camp, the second annual Transparency Camp. This is one of these unconference things where people, smart people come together and they come up with what's important, what they're going to talk about.
Right.
And it was very interesting because how do you lock this in? How do you make this just a part, not just an Obama thing, but actually part of the way that government operates. And that's what a lot of people are looking at right now. My take always has been, and I have a post on this on DoraBeckInsider.com, is that it has to, in the end, it has to help agencies do their jobs better. If it doesn't do that, then it just becomes another mandate, and agencies already have a lot of mandates.
Right. And down the line, I mean, you also want to think in terms of this being a legacy. And a lot of times, legacy policies are the ones that have staying power and that transcend politics in a lot of ways. They actually help the functioning of government from day to day and how the career folks do their job. And so that's going to be actually down the line, that'll be the true test of this long after the president has left office.
And you're going to have more tomorrow?
More tomorrow on The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris and on federalnewsradio.com.
Well, we talked to Earl Devaney about this, and it was interesting. His take is, if you're going to do transparency, embarrassment is part of it.
Yeah.
And he talked about, those missing congressional districts or those mystery congressional districts. He said, would I like to have them not been there?
Yeah, but he knew.
Yeah, well, they knew after.
Yeah.
After, and now it's fixed.
Right.
And it's been fixed. And so it's, it's really challenging.
Well, that's what he was saying. If you remember when they first started recovery.gov, and the website still hadn't launched yet, and it wasn't perfect yet.
Yeah.
And he said, this isn't going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect for a long time. He had that perspective of being an agency inspector general, where a lot of investigations and trying to develop transparency are not immediately perfect, but you work on it. You just keep getting more information and more information.